struggling to look in through the glass panels. The manager at once began to narrate what he knew. The constable, a young man with thick, immobile features, listened. He moved his head slowly to right and left and from the manager to the person on the floor, as if he feared to be the victim of some delusion. Then he drew off his glove, produced a small book from his waist, licked the lead of his pencil, and made ready to indict. He asked, in a suspicious provincial accent, "Who is the man? What's his name and address?" A young man in a cycling suit cleared his way to the ring of bystanders. He knelt down promptly beside the injured man and called for water. The constable knelt down also to help. The young man washed the blood from the injured man's mouth and then called for some brandy. The constable repeated the order in an authoritative voice until a curate came running with the glass. The brandy was forced down the man's throat. In a few seconds he opened his eyes and looked about him. He looked at the circle of faces and then, understanding, strove to rise to his feet. "You're all right now?" asked the young man in the cycling suit. "Sure, it's nothing," said the injured man, trying to stand up. He was helped to his feet. The manager said something about a hospital, and some of the bystanders gave advice.